Now, for those of you who follow the show, you would know that sweet Lynn Slonick and I have this little thing going on where I always wind up playing something before she walks in. Now, Lynn, I'm telling you, this was straight up honest, man. This man's birthday, Kenny Chesney, and I very rarely play a country western song.
I know that.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to come in. And so I said, well, his boy birthday, he sing it. And so, and I wound up playing You and Tequila.
Make me crazy. There you go.
And here you come walking in.
I like it.
So
we're going to go with it.
There's something going on. It's like this mystic stuff.
I know, it's spring. Good morning.
Lynn Slonick is in the house going to do the education thing. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. City of Hudson is ripping up the 500 block of State Street. Traffic alert.
Ooh, that's your block.
I know. It's going to stop all the speeders, at least for a few days. But
is it a bit noisy? They're not working at night, though, so.
Yeah, not at night, but they showed up around 7:45, started digging, and when I left home, there were a bunch of guys staring down into a big, big hole.
Yes.
I guess there's a sinkhole under there, so, yeah. So
all right.
We'll see if my house is still there when I get
home.
I don't
want to read about you in the Register Star.
Exactly. On the education front, though, lots going on. I attended the Hudson board meeting last night. That was interesting. I'll get to that momentarily, but State Ed yesterday announced a couple of grants. They're all around the Regents Reform Agenda, things having to do with school improvement, school makeovers. The one of particular note was an $81 million award that went to six districts, the big ones, Buffalo, Poughkeepsie, Rochester, Syracuse, Yonkers, and Troy.
Mm.
Syracuse had the largest gift there, $31.5 million. And, you know, in Ed speak, it's, intended to be focused on dramatic and transformative whole school change, which means, you know, a lot of different initiatives are going to be paid for, things like longer school day, increased staff preparation, school uniforms, anything that runs the gamut in terms of reforming very low performing schools. These districts represent the lowest performing schools in the state, like the lowest 5%.
All right, good, because I was getting ready to ask you, aren't the other school districts going, hey?
Yeah, what about me? Yeah, this is high, very, very specialized of support and aid.
Because I'm sitting there going, there's got to be a closer. Okay.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's why these schools are getting this. All right. Very good.
So that was the news yesterday. As far as the news in Albany, I think the plan as it now stands is for the legislature to vote on the budget on Thursday. The Senate was in session on Sunday night, and apparently, unlike previous years, some of the school aid is not at the center of their debate, their negotiations. It seems to be around the Medicaid reimbursement question, which is kind of above my pay grade. I've never understood it. I glaze over on that one. Yeah, but and that's not to undermine the importance of it. But supposedly the district by district breakdown on aid has already been agreed upon. So we will anxiously await that information. I think you read yesterday, it was on the news blog, that the Commissioner of Education was a visitor in the Chatham School District on Friday.
Beautiful downtown Chatham.
That's quite a coup to have Dr. King walk through. And he was apparently, by all accounts, that was quite a meticulous account of his day of activities out there. But it sounds like he was very impressed with what he saw.
How did they pull that off?
Well, I'm sure that he's targeting specific districts because here again, it's the reform agenda. It's the going out and seeing firsthand how the ideas behind the waiver that the state You know, the state got their waiver on certain aspects of NCLB based on representations that they would do certain things, and he's looking for proof that that's working. So,
all right, there we go.
That old data-driven instruction model, which I heard you kind of say, what does that mean?
Yes.
That's the sort of thing where you keep track of how the kids in your classroom are or in your school are performing, and then you adjust instruction based on what you gather from the data.
That's correct.
Very simply put, and I realize that was an oversimplification for all of those teachers and principals out there, but basically that's what it is.
You look at the pie chart and then you make decisions.
More or less.
Yes. I'm familiar with that in productivity management.
There you go.
I don't have a lot of nice things to say about it.
Well, you know, education is taking on more and more of that model.
If you don't factor in human nature, this is not putting down, been involved in data-driven productivity, but if you don't factor in human nature, human circumstances, you just can't go straight by the data.
Well, I know, and it always comes around to bite you.
Yeah, I've never seen a circumstance where it worked.
It's so true. It's so true.
You can't ignore the data.
No.
But you just can't go straight by it.
No, I know. Put on blinders.
Yeah, right.
So the Hudson budget presentation last night by the superintendent, she gave the basic figures. The proposed budget is $42.82 million. That's a budget-to-budget increase, as they like to say, of roughly $1.3 million. It's $1,275.56. The board itself did not approve the tax levy increase, but it looks more and more like it'll be a 5.3%, which is their maximum under the cap formula. That's the maximum that they can ask for without going for a supermajority.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right there on the line. But even with the 5.3, their remaining budget gap would be close to $500,000, $492,136 to be precise.
Wow.
So they're projecting, cuts of 8 to 10 positions.
So, yeah, they're going to have to find a way to get that $500,000.
Yeah, exactly. So the budget committee of the board is apparently meeting next week, and they will bring back to the full board at their meeting on April 8th the recommendation for the actual tax levy increase that they will ask for, and the board will vote to adopt the budget on the 8th. And that's where things... There is one more, what they've been calling a community conversation on the budget development. Actually, it's more of a tutorial on the 2% tax cap and the issues related to funding formulas and the basic structure of the budget. There's one happening tomorrow night, the 27th, 6 o'clock at TSL, Time and Space Limited, on Columbia Street in Hudson. If anybody is still interested in hearing the presentation.
Yeah, well, it's your money.
Yep, that's exactly right.
It's your money.
And I think, you know, everybody's, chewing their knuckles hoping for passage because contingency isn't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's really about it. I'm working on, I'm due for a phone call with Mary Fassett, the superintendent of Caro-Durham.
Okay.
And like to set up a time for her to come into the studio. We'll be talking to her hopefully within the next week, talk about sort of things in general. She's new to that district, so I'd love to hear her thoughts about being in a small rural district in New York State these days.
And to remind everyone, Caro-Durham is the one going through the changes with the Princeton program.
That's right. Yeah, the Princeton plan, a realignment of their elementary grades. And I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Oh, so that should be very interesting.
Yeah, so I will let everybody know when that's going to happen, but I'm very excited about the possibility of having her on the radio.
Well, we are endeavoring to get more and more local people.
That's right.
Local. Thank you. thank you very much, Lynn Slonica. And
okay.
Folks, speaking of local, don't forget my...